ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: كل وعاء يضيق بما جعل فيه إلا وعاء العلم، فإنه يتسع به.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Every container gets narrower according to what is placed in it, except knowledge, which expands instead."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Now, one of the great lessons which we learned from Imam Ali alayhi salam is that there is always a proof of Allah upon the people on earth at all times. Now, dear friends, that might have been a little bit of a heavy statement, But what it is being said is that, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, God, the great, the mighty, the exalted, He has different proofs, different, let's say, arguments. In the Arabic, it is called hujjah, right? Which is loosely translated as proof or argument. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not that He needs any proof for His existence as per se, but of course human beings want to see the proof of Allah, right? And so in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a hujjah on the earth at all times, has a proof on the earth at all times, so that when people look at this hujjah, they look at this proof, they clearly see that this is a proof of the existence of Allah. And so talking to Kumail ibn Ziyad, one of his faithful companions, his loyal companions, Imam Ali alayhi salam says to him, "This is because I am a proof of Allah on the earth for people. The earth is never deplete of a leader who propagates divine guidelines among people, whether he is seen openly by people in society or he is in hiding out of fear of the oppressor's tyranny. This appointment of Imam is an undisputable divine tradition to prevent the evident proofs of Allah from being put into oblivion." And so a beautiful and profound lesson, dear friends, that the earth always has this proof of Allah, this manifestation of the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the earth, whether they are seen openly by the people or this Imam, this proof of Allah is hiding. A very beautiful reference to the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. A beautiful lesson regarding the hujjah, the proof of Allah upon the earth, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
اللهم إني أسألك الأمان يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
Oh Allah, I ask you for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger."
فيؤخذ بالنواصي
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وأسألك الأمان يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Muawiyah would never have taken that governorship, nor his brother, nor his generation, if people would have listened to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. We are sad about it, but we are also blessed with it. Because as sad as the situation is, Allah's victory is guaranteed. إِنَّ فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah is saying to the Prophet, success is guaranteed for you. And we will protect every accusation against you, which was past and the future. So don't worry. Karbala took place, don't worry. Imam Ali was martyred, don't worry. Our imams were persecuted, don't worry. All our imams, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was met with Walid, who came as a governor in Medina, he says, I threaten you. You give the bay'ah to Yazid. Imam says, do you threaten me? Do you know who I am? We imams have made a covenant with Allah. We have made a covenant to give our lives. قُلِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You think we're afraid of you? We're not afraid of you. Imam Hussein says, إِنْ كَانَ دِينُ مُحَمَّدٍ لَمْ يَسْتَقِمْ إِلَّا بِقَتْلِي. If this religion of the Holy Prophet cannot stand on its right path except by my death, then all swords come and get me. We are not afraid. Look at today. Who are the most feared people in the world today? Who are the ones who have all the armaments? Who are the ones who have all the tape recorders and the machineries to watch us? They've got infiltrators, they've got spies everywhere. You can't utter a word. Certain words have been made taboo. Don't mention it. There will come a time for us even to do salah will become difficult, because it will show our true quality. Who is my close companion who is ready to die? Many Imam said. Imam in fact used to whisper to some people, by the way, Muawiyah will become Khalifa. Muawiyah will be very powerful. And people ask, why did Imam Ali mention that to some people? He was warning them that though you may love me, if you don't have a heart to come near me, don't. Keep aside. Because Muawiyah will grab you tomorrow. and he will torture your whole family, mafia style.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.